Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Good morning. In today's program, we continue our look at the recently launched Project Grow Cassava initiative. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
For men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
The Project Grow initiative, being spearheaded by brewing company Red Stripe, is aimed at boosting cassava production on the island, specifically for use in the manufacturing of the company's beer. A lease agreement has been signed for 36 acres of land in Bernard Lodge, St. Catherine, for the pilot phase of the project.
Pilot farm will incorporate the use of high-yielding sweet cassava cultivars. So we're going to take the 10 to 15 tons per hectare and we're going to go to 40 to 60 hectares. We're going to use drip irrigation, we're going to use cutting-edge equipment for cassava, and we're going to bring in planters and harvesters. We're going to involve all the world-class techniques, we're going to harness all the best and greatest minds in Jamaica, and we've got all the years of experience we have in making our beers, and we're going to harness the two to make this a success.
Master Brewer at Red Stripe, Shane Healy. 40 farmers and other individuals will also be trained during the pilot phase.
We're going to introduce a formal training program under the Diageo Learning for Life, and we're going to bring long life certification and skills to farmers and farm workers who are involved in supply chain. Together, the farm and training program will provide a blueprint to further expand the program up to the next milestone of 300 acres and then up to 2,400 acres over the next 2 and 5 years respectively.
The pilot phase of Project Grow is expected to end in May. At the end of the four-month period, the cassava will go through a particular process, and then by September, the first brew from the locally grown crop would have been completed.
Cassava can be refined into starch. So one of the things we're going to do is we're going to take the cassava from Bernard Lodge and we're going to turn it into a starch into a factory that's going to be based here at Red Stripe.
September will also signal the start of another phase of the program.
From September 2014 to June 2015, we want to see the expansion from the 36 acres to 300 acres. Through a special purpose vehicle, private farmers will be invited to partner to adopt the proven best practices. Beyond the 300 acres, we expect the special purpose vehicle to continue expanding the project up to 2,400 acres and then go across all the parishes.
The training aspect of the project is also expected to expand during phase two.
Through the expansion of this project, we aim to provide the Diageo Learning for Life training to 2,500 adults. Additionally, at full scale, we will add 2,500 new jobs and another 3,750 indirectly.
Master Brewer at Red Stripe, Shane Healy. If you'd like more information about the Project Grow Cassava initiative, email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-359024 and we'll get the answers for you.
Jamaica welcomes 2 million visitors, a first in the nation's history. Smoking ban implemented, more benefits for the vulnerable, increased opportunities for home ownership, 2 IMF tests passed, more resources for the police, government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry, right here on this station, January 6 to 16.
That's where we wrap up this morning's program. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Camille Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.